Hello and welcome to today's episode of the podcast. I'm Sarah, your host, and I'm so glad you could join us for what promises to be a heartfelt and insightful chat.
And I'm Armin, your guest for this episode. Thanks so much, Sarah, and hello to all our listeners. Today's topic is one that can tug at the heartstrings: how to overcome the emotional challenges of selling your business in Dubai.
Oh yes, that's definitely a big one. Selling a business isn't just a financial decision, it's an emotional roller coaster. I mean, for many business owners, it feels like handing over their baby.
Absolutely. You pour your blood, sweat, and sometimes a few tears into building it up, and letting go can be way harder than we think. I've seen people celebrate and mourn at the same time.
So true. It's like watching your favorite TV series come to an end. Bittersweet, exciting, and a little overwhelming all at once. Living in Dubai, with its fast-paced environment, adds its own flavor to the process too.
For sure. Dubai's business scene is electric, buzzing with energy, innovation, and opportunity. But that also means the stakes feel even higher. What do you think is the hardest emotional part for business owners when selling in a place like Dubai?
I'd say, apart from the attachment, there's that fear of what comes next, the classic, "now what" moment. Sometimes there's anxiety about the legacy you leave behind, or even a sense of identity loss.
Spot on, Sarah. And let's not forget, there can also be doubts. Am I making the right decision? Could I have grown it more? But you know, acknowledging those feelings is the first step to dealing with them.
Absolutely. I always suggest that business owners take the time to recognize and process those emotions. Maybe even work with a mentor, coach, or chat with fellow entrepreneurs who've been down the same road.
I love that advice. There's so much value in talking it through, and keeping your eyes on the bigger picture helps. Sometimes selling is the launch pad to your next big adventure, right?
Exactly. And speaking of adventures, let's not ignore the practical side of things. Selling a business in Dubai isn't just an emotional ride. There's a playbook of steps that you've got to follow to get it right. Shall we walk our listeners through the essentials?
Let's do it. First up, valuation. Before you can sell, you need to know what your business is actually worth. That means assessing your assets, your earnings, and the potential for future growth. It's smart to bring in a professional at this stage. A business broker or valuation expert can help you get a realistic number and spot hidden value.
Yes, and then comes preparing the business for sale. Sort out your financials, tidy up your operations, and make sure everything is transparent and well documented. This is when you want your company looking its best to impress potential buyers.
After that, it's time to identify those buyers. Some owners tap into their own networks, but Dubai is such a global hub that working with experienced brokers can really help you connect with serious, qualified investors, especially internationals eager to invest in this region.
Don't forget the legal and financial side of things. Contracts, due diligence, taxes, there's a lot to think about. Dubai has its own regulatory quirks, so you'll want to consult legal and financial advisors who understand the local landscape. It's better to invest in good advice now than face headaches later.
And if you're not sure where to turn, having a trusted partner is key. Persian Horizon, for example, is a launchpad for businesses and has over 27 years of global expertise. Whether you're connecting with top-tier investors, maximizing your exit value, or navigating legal hoops, they guide you from ideation to execution, right in the heart of Dubai.
Exactly. Plus, if you want to maximize your value, think about operational efficiencies, tightening up your marketing, and boosting your sales pipeline before the sale. Small tweaks can make a big difference in your final selling price.
Challenges are par for the course, though. Some business owners worry about confidentiality, managing staff expectations, or deals falling through at the last minute. The key is to stay flexible, get professional support, and keep communication clear, honest, and transparent throughout the process.
And just remember, a smooth transaction is totally possible. Focus on what's within your control, lean on trusted experts, and approach the process with a clear mind and an open heart. That's how you turn a potentially stressful exit into a story of success and new beginnings.
If you're contemplating selling your business in Dubai, you don't have to go it alone. Visit PersianHorizon.com for expert guidance, whether you're starting out, scaling up, or making your next strategic exit. They offer everything from investment advisory to residency solutions, all tailored to Dubai's unique business landscape.
All right, listeners, here's our question of the week. If you were selling your business, what would be your biggest emotional hurdle? Or if you've already been through it, what advice would you share? Drop your thoughts in the comments or reach out to us on social media. We'd love to hear your stories.
And don't forget, if you found today's episode helpful or thought-provoking, share it with someone who might need a little guidance. For all your business needs in Dubai, visit PersianHorizon.com.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. We're wishing you courage, clarity, and a bright future, no matter where you are on your business journey. Catch you next time.
Take care, everyone.